Hello and welcome to another episode of Get Out of Wrap. This is a European Contact Centre and Customer Service Awards special. I was lucky enough to be media partner, and that meant I wandered around at the start to talk to as many of the guests as I could as possible. What a celebration, what a night, celebrating everything that's good in our industry. 36 countries entered this year's awards. The awards process is really stringent, and everyone that was there do so much to put our industry in such a good light. It was a brilliant night. I also asked people that were there about the future and what they were looking forward to. I hope you enjoy it. I spoke to so many interesting people, and well done to the organisers for a fantastic event. Hello, I am here with Irina from the Ukrainian Contact Centre. Irina, welcome to London.
Thank you, Martin. It's so exciting for those trip.
Okay, the last time we spoke, you were actually in the Ukraine. Today you said you were meeting with the government, is that right?
Yes, usually I live in Ukraine, but today we had a lot of meeting with other presidents of European Contact Centre Associations, and then I visited UK Parliament and had an excellent person trip around this very old and very fashion building.
Well, I hope you have a lovely evening tonight and good luck.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm here with Stephen Miller. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Martin. Good to be here. Fantastic venue, European Contact Centre Awards.
And what are you looking forward to most tonight?
Well, mainly the dinner and the drinks, Martin. But what I should say is we are up for Best Contact Centre Strategy. So when that award comes out, hopefully picking up one of the awards. But, you know, we're all finalists and we've done a good job to get here. But yeah, if we could win that award, that'd be amazing, Martin. So yeah.
Best of luck, mate.
Cheers, Martin. Thank you.
I'm here with industry legend Martin Hill Wilson. Martin, hello.
Good evening. Welcome to you as well.
Now, you had an amazing quote when we just spoke now then. What was that?
Well, as I was coming in, I always take a photograph at the front to share. That's a bit of a gathering cry at the beginning of every single event, every time we do it. And I just thought this time round, I'd picture it in terms of, this is actually quite recent. So the quote was this: another 360 days around the sun, only to return to evolution.
And something like this, an event like this, makes us think about what a year it's been. What's your reflections on the year and your views going forward?
I think it's been a strange year for lots of different reasons for different people. Full of uncertainty, for sure. And I think people have had different attitudes towards that. At times, it's got people to stop, wait, listen. I've just written a thing at the moment on generative AI. And it's interesting if you look at the contrasting views. I was asked to comment about why people's not buying it. And then look at some of the industry research globally, and there's certainly people buying it and certainly getting on with it. And so that's a story about sitting on the sidelines, waiting. Can you afford to wait? That's one of those decisions. Some people have found it just tough with the money, personally or as businesses. Can you afford to sit on the sidelines or do you have to do something? That's been another kind of decision. The tech industry has paused in one way because of all the layoffs. They certainly over-recruited at pandemic, we know that, but they've done it time and time again. And yet people are still spending money because that digital dream is still out there and it's still only quarter, third, half built. So that's been interesting in terms of how all of that's kind of achieved. And I think then at a personal level, I know you've talked lots about it, it's been a difficult year for individuals. There's still an incredible consequence of pandemic, still a strong consequence, growing one on cost of living. I know we're, as we speak, trying to celebrate pre-budget, the fact that, you know, it's gone halved and we're all looking pretty. But no, even when if that was entirely true and entirely embedded, there's a long time before people recover savings and all of that. So how happy Christmas will be in that sense is another pause for thought. And then if you want me to get a little bit more dramatic looking geopolitically, you know, the fact of the matter is the future has got, from a business perspective at least, much, much more uncertainty to it, you know, from the supply chain stuff just to who your partners are and who might be in power and what the flavour of that power is. We look at what's just happened in Argentina, yeah, and you just wonder how many of those types of charismatic individuals with libertarian tendencies might populate large important places around the planet, and the consequences on what that might do to democracy, and who else might inherit those kind of infectious diseases, you know, in terms of chipping away at basic assumptions we have about how we can be and what we are as people and our standards. So in that sense, it's an interesting year of change. And in summary, I have an observation, which the more you look at it, it's a confirmation bias, I know, but it is interesting to compare where we are in this century with the parallel of where we were in the last century. And often I think early times, a couple of decades, you see not progress as such, what you see is a struggle to leave behind what was true in the previous time and those assumptions. And then you reach points of crisis, you know, towards the end of the 20s, the early 30s, and all of those kinds of things. And just remember, as the last thought, Elvis didn't wiggle his hips until the mid-50s.
Martin, fascinating as always, and thank you for everything you do for the industry.
My pleasure.
Hi, I'm Hayley Barlow, and I work for DDC Outsource Solutions.
Hi, Hayley, and are you up for an award tonight?
We are. We're actually up for two awards this evening, so really excited.
And I've seen, I love you guys at DDC, but I've seen you over in Sarajevo recently and leadership things, a lot of things going on at DDC at the moment.
Yeah, we do have a lot of things going on, which is fantastic for us. We're obviously in the UK, we're in the Balkans as well, so Sarajevo and also in Serbia, as well as the Philippines and obviously the US as well. So yeah, we're busy.
And why is it important to enter these awards and what do you love about them?
I love the fact, so obviously I do some judging as well, so I love to hear what everybody's kind of up to, what their successes are, what's new out there, you know, and people are so creative in this industry. We have some amazing people and it's really important for us to enter because, you know, like everybody else, we work really hard and we've got great people that work for us, so why not celebrate it?
Couldn't agree more. Best of luck for tonight.
Thank you.
It's Russell Wilson and I work for the Green Insurer.
And is a fellow Tottenham fan.
Absolutely.
Are we going to win the league?
It's going to be a tough ask this year, but I've got faith in Big Ange.
We're loving him, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Now, as well as supporting Tottenham, Russell, you've been one of the judges this year. What's been the experience?
Experience has been really good. Like every year, the standard seems to get bigger and bigger and better. More people to judge and just seeing what the great stuff that's going on in the industry has been really impressive.
And like you say, it is bigger than ever. More people, more entries, more countries. Have you found a real sort of diversity of entrants as well?
Yeah, definitely. And also what I've seen is people pushing the boundaries with customer service so that they're always trying to get better for their customers. And that's at the heart of most of the people that we judge this year, which has been really good.
Brilliant. Thank you, Russell. Come on, you Spurs.
Absolutely. Come on, you Spurs.
Jason Mann, Ops Director for PIB Insurance.
Hey Jason, thank you for doing this. You've been one of the judges, I think lead judge this year. More entrants, more people here than ever before. How's the experience been?
Good as ever. It's the time of the year I always look forward to and the standard's been great, as it always has been. So yeah, really impressive.
And have you found as well, with all of the different countries that are coming, do you see things that are done a bit differently?
Well, I only went to Derby and Nottingham this year, so...
They do things different up there.
Well, I'm from Derby and I haven't been back for like 15
really?
Years. So, yeah, I kind of lots of memories from the past. But, yeah, but the people in Derby that were presented to me were from all over the country. So what stands out for me is just because the company's based in Nottingham or Derby doesn't mean the people are. So we had people from Scotland, Wales, all over the country in the actual presentation. So
brilliant. Yeah. Have a great night, mate.
Thank you.
Hi, Rodney Asick from LV, General Insurance.
Rodney, hello, my friend. So, one of the judges this year again, and industry legend, if I should say so. What have you found this year? We've got more entrants and we've got more countries than entered ever before. What kind of things have you seen? What categories have you judged?
So, I was involved in the BPO category this year. And I think what I saw was a range, both international and UK. So it's great to see that there is a spread. This is what we're actually about. I think what I see is much more around the partnerships, the organisations that are happening. That's something that I was particularly interested in with a culture hat on that I normally wear, around how organisations actually form part of each other's organisations. But also, it's not about client versus BPO. It's what you can learn from each other. And I really enjoyed that part of it.
And I think something like this, when we get together, it's towards the end of the year, you get to reflect on the year. What kind of year, when your reflections on this year, what do you think?
The year that was. I think I see a lot of organisations coming out from the pandemic and how they're transitioning, how they're moving into this new space. And I think the whole era of hybrid working, how that impacts on sort of decisions that we used to make and models we used to have once upon a time that were all kind of bricks and mortar based, with a little bit of home working. So now the other way around, and it's almost like how organisations are transitioning to that. I think we've still got a bit of a way to go to actually really understand what that really means, but that's been one for me, one of the kind of fascinating reflections, I guess, over the last probably 18 months or so to what's actually happened.
Brilliant. Rodney, thank you. Have a lovely night, mate.
And you, sir.
Hello, I'm Helen Beaumont-Manahan from BPA Quality.
Now, Helen, as well as being my friend, you are industry legend and super expert on everything.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You have been judging this year the European Awards, apt for BPA with a multilingual kind of offering. What have you found? What categories have you judged?
So it was the training and development, or, you know, learning and development initiatives that I was able to have the privilege to review this year and judge, and it was fascinating. Absolutely loved it.
And the kind of the standard this year?
So high. I mean, every year the bar is set. This year I was delighted to be able to see all of that category, which is amazing. And yeah, just blown away.
And for tonight, what a great celebration of our industry.
Oh, 100%. Always. It's like the creme de la creme of Europe, isn't it, really?
Have a lovely night.
You too, MT.
Hi, I'm Pete Dunn from BPA Quality.
Peter! So we get to the end of the year. What are your reflections on our year in contact centres and customer service?
Wow, that's a big question, mate. Ooh, it's been that's distracting, isn't it? It's been huge, right? Essentially, we've seen AI come in and just it's everywhere. And, you know, pretty much every job role, not just in contact centres, but globally, I think in pretty much every industry, other than the, you know, skilled labour and such, there's AI. I do think this year we've really started to see more around vulnerability, not just vulnerability for customers, vulnerability of our employees as well, and trying to understand, you know, trying to find space for grace for them and trying to train them, professionalize them, not just our frontline operations, but their leaders, so their team leaders, their leaders, the ops managers and the heads of the contact center. Operationally, I think we've never been as squeezed as we are now. AI will fix it or it'll break it, but we'll find a way. We always do.
So true, my friend. And quality within contact centers doesn't exist in a bubble around this, so the same things have affected quality. And what are you seeing from all of the clients you work with, all of the networking you do, all of the best practice that you share?
Another great question, mate. Yeah, from a QA perspective, I think post pandemic we got a seat at the big table, which was hard work. I think a lot of companies, a lot of exec teams realized that QA could solve problems faster, tell you more about what was going on in terms of the emotional commitment of your employees and your customers. And it's continued in that place. So from our perspective, it's about continuing to professionalize QA, the same as we look to professionalize operations, but bringing in technology as well to kind of balance expertise of people and the emotion. And again, from an AI perspective, you know, there's some very clear areas where AI can't touch. And that's QA sweet spot for me. It's really well-trained, highly professionalized QAs who really know what good experience looks like, sounds like, feels like for the customer and for the employee. And that then in turn benefits the business. So, you know, there's a lot of conversations out there about everyone's trying to call, right? Everyone's back on the phones. All the other channels, we're seeing that swing back to high emotion, back on calls, and essentially they're, you know, it's a really emotional space. We're in this perma crisis space and people are ringing in, and QA can really get in there and tell you what your customers talking about and why are they churning, why are they doing what they're doing. It's about those behavioral patterns that big data maybe can't tell you about. So yeah, QA has never been as important, I think, especially with this AI revolution that's kind of occurring, is finding the balance between the tech and, you know, the art, the science almost, the tech and the people.
Pete, thank you very much. Illuminating as usual.
Hi Martin, I'm Jason Roberts from Appropriate Consulting.
Jason, good to see you. And you did some judging this year as well.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to help support the Xs for the last 3 or 4 years as judge. And this year has been phenomenal around the number of entries we've had, the categories and the quality that we've seen as well. So it's been really good to just see how people are addressing all of the various challenges that are hitting the markets this year. It's been really great.
When you start judging, do you think, oh, maybe this year's going to be the same? And each year seems to get better and better.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think we have seen a lot of challenge over the, you know, the post-pandemic years, while people were coming up with things that were more of recovery from pandemic and shaking ourselves off. But the industry this year, I think, has really taken a step change forward. Transformations come to the fore. Technology is certainly coming through more. And you're seeing and feeling a lot more around engagement and feeling the power of people coming through from pandemic, which has been really good.
Yeah, I love that. And as well as doing judging for the awards and being a well-known figure in the industry, you're one of the principal people behind the standards that the Contact Centre Management Association, the CCMA, have launched. Can you just tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think, you know, this came about really from sort of questions from members, lots of people trying to understand what does good look like and how can we develop and grow into a framework that will give us a roadmap really for the future. So we've got lots of interest from members around any stage of their transformation, really. Some that are very established and want to understand if what they're doing is market leading and, as we would see, industry leading. And lots of businesses and brands that are on that journey, on the start of a journey, who are wanting to validate how they should set out the roadmap, how they should move forward. So really been fascinating to get involved in that through the course of this year with the whole Standards Advisory Board. So we've got a board of people who are pulled from many different sectors, great experience and leaders in their industries and their sectors, and we've come together to devise what we believe will be an appropriate structure for the future, and it's been really good to be involved in. I'm really looking forward to what next year will bring with it.
Seems like there's been a lot of interest in it as well.
Yeah, there's definitely been a lot of interest, and what we're doing now is just setting out how we can move forward with the next stages. So we're in pilot now. I've completed the pilots with our first of our brands.
The guinea pigs,
but you know, the great news is that we've got brands out there that want to learn with us, want to come on the journey with us and want to help support, which is brilliant. And we're looking forward into the very early new year to do our first full rollout of standard framework assessments.
Brilliant. Thank you. Have a lovely night.
And you. Cheers, Martin. Thanks a lot.
Hi, Martin. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Fabulous. I'm Sandrea from Honor Active, by the way, Head of Customer Experience.
And all-round legend, an awesome human being.
Aww, you say the nicest things.
So we're here at the European Contact Centre and Customer Service Awards. And when you think about celebrating our industry, why is it important for you to be here tonight?
I want to be surrounded by people who care about customers and teams. We really are an industry where we share good practice, we celebrate each other's work. And so being here tonight, I get to hear about what great work other contact centres are doing and probably take something away that I can implement myself.
And I know you are always someone that not only shares best practice, but like you say, just kind of soaks it up and thinks how best to use it. And I think that's something that's often not talked about in our industry, that we're quite happy to share.
Yeah, absolutely. I've learned so much from your podcast, so much from people share. No, seriously. Like, all of the great ideas I get to steal every week from your podcast is really valuable. And I think as an industry, we're so transparent as well. And that's important because I get to take something away from whatever webinar, podcast, newsletter, and really take it into my teams and implement it and make change for the customer. So couldn't be happier.
And you're also talking at the Expo this year.
I am. I'm doing a panel about employee engagement and culture and well-being, which is really close to my heart. But I'm also doing a session on outsourcing, which is really important. There's so many outsource partners here today, but lots of contact centers get outsourced. And my session is about doing it well and doing it right first time, you know, connecting with your values of your organization, with the values of the partner you're going to work with, making sure that your customers are getting a great experience if they're in-house or with your outsourcer, and how you make excellence happen wherever they are in the journey. So yeah, looking forward to it. Nervous, but it's going to be ace.
I will definitely be there, and I recommend anyone that's going to the expo needs to go and watch. That's Andrea. Thank you. Have a lovely night.
Thanks, Martin.
Yeah, it's Chris D'Souza. I work for CGI.
Hi, Chris. It's great to see you again. Been on the pub.
See you as well.
Been on the podcast before. Why is it important for you to come to these awards?
The main thing for me is that the contact centre industry, particularly over the last, maybe the last couple of years, particularly during pandemic and post-pandemic, has not getting the best reputation. But what you've got in this room is hundreds of people who are passionate about contact centre, customer service, delivering excellence in our industry. And you know how much I care about this industry. So to be in a room with people like-minded who just lose that, you know, excitement about contact centres is phenomenal.
I couldn't have put it better myself. What are you looking forward to most tonight?
Just, you know, catching up with some old colleagues, making some new colleague friends, and just really seeing what's going on in the industry and learning from, you know, some fantastic folk.
Chris, thanks for everything you do and have a lovely night, mate.
And to you, Martin. Look after yourself.
Hi, I'm Matt Smallman. I'm the author of Unlock Your Call Centre, and it's great to be here tonight. I think the events like these are really, really important because they recognise people on a grassroots level who are doing the really hard work in call centres. We can talk all we like about technology and products and all the rest of it, but actually it's the people who are make call centres and make that human-to-human interaction work.
And this is the first time that we've met face-to-face. You came on the podcast to talk about the book, and I thoroughly recommend it to anyone out there because you've made what, for a lot of us that were in operations, it wasn't always a topic that we cared about, but you bring that to life and why we should care about these things.
Well, I mean, as I said, I think that human-to-human interaction is what people are seeking when they call us. They can do anything, in most cases, they can do everything they want online or remotely, however they want, but they seeking some kind of human interaction. Yet, when they call us, we put all these ridiculous processes in front of them that add no real security just because we've always done it that way. And they get in the way of making that human-to-human connection. I think that's, for me, that's what I'm trying to solve or fix. And not sure how good a job I'm doing right now.
Very good job.
Okay, thank you.
Have a lovely evening.
And you. Cheers, Martin. Nice to meet you.
We finally meet.
We do indeed. I'm Peter Ryan. I am the principal analyst for Ryan Strategic Advisory.
And you, if you're on LinkedIn, you must have seen Peter and his posts and everything he does for the CX industry. We've spoken before. We've never met in person, so I'm very happy to meet Peter now. Now, Peter, the European Contact Center and Customer Service Awards, you're here in the UK. Why is it important for you to be here?
This is really the event that anybody wants to attend, no matter where they are. And I'm delighted that this year we took a table for Ryan Strategic Advisory. We have people who've come in from not just the UK, but from Mexico, from the USA, from Jordan. We have got a truly multinational group of people, not just attending my table, but attending the actual event. And to my mind, this, I think, denotes what's exactly going on in our space. Not only is it global, but people recognize that this is the event that you need to be at.
That's fascinating. That's great to hear. An awards like this, especially at the end of the year, makes you kind of, I think, reflective as well as also looking forward. When you think about 2023 in our space, what kind of year has it been for you? How would you summarize that?
It's been very disruptive. I mean, really the omnipresent issue within our sector has been the whole idea about generative AI and the impact it's going to have on customer service. I think the hype cycle is finally coming to an end, and we're seeing a bit of a redressment about how AI, how the whole concept of artificial intelligence can be used to enable CX in the near, medium, and long term. But really, that is, in my view, what has been the not the cloud, but it's really been the main topic that everybody has been seeing filter into conversations.
I love it. Peter, have a lovely evening. It's wonderful to meet you.
Thank you very much. And you're looking very dapper, may I say, sir.
And you too, sir.
Well, I do my best.
I'm Stephen Yap from the CCMA and EXA, which is European Contact Center and Customer Service Exchange.
And what a wonderful event we're at tonight. We're up here with the celebs that we can't name just yet. Stephen, with everything that you do and your finger on the pulse of all the research and everything that's going on with our industry, this year and this awards is celebration of European customer contact and customer service, lends itself to reflection and thinking about what we've seen in the industry. Your view of what we're celebrating here tonight, what would that be?
I think we're celebrating the people on the front lines who do the work, the people who more than ever are supporting the millions, the tens and tens of millions of customers out there who need help more than ever before, because as we all know, there's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot of help that people need. People's bills continue to go up, and there's no sign of that ending. People's mortgages are going up. Things are getting harder. Problems are getting harder. Problems are getting more complex. And we know that as a nation, people continue to need reassurance. They need certainty, living in a world that is uncertain. And that's what we do in our sector. That's what the people on our front lines do day in and day out, every hour, every day. They support, they reassure, they help, they solve problems. We should celebrate those people. We are here to celebrate those people on the front lines who do that.
Couldn't put that better myself. Stephen, thank you very much and have a lovely night.
You too, Martin. Enjoy.
Hello, my name's Nicola Millard. I'm a principal innovation partner with BT, and I did used to be BT's futurologist, but I got tired of the crystal ball jokes, to be honest.
Ah, well, I gave my team once crystal balls, and I must admit, I'm a little bit starstruck today because I've followed Nicola for a long time. I've been to see many of her talks, and when we talk about thought leaders, Nicola genuinely is one. So it's lovely to meet you in person for the first time. Why is it important for you to be here at these awards?
Well, firstly, anyone who's qualified for these awards are doing incredibly well for a start. So I have the pleasure of being a judge, and it's actually really difficult sometimes to judge because the standard is very high. And to be honest, I'm here because I'm really curious to see who's won. So it's a great event as well. You meet lots of people you know. This is quite an incestuous industry, so you bump into lots of people that you've known over the years and catch up with them as well. So yeah, it's a double pleasure, really, catching up with people and finding out who's been excellent this year.
And I also think that the time of year it is as well, it's the end of the year, so naturally makes you a little bit more reflective. When you think back on this year, what are your kind of takeaways?
Well, it's been a really odd year, really, hasn't it? I mean, we've had a series of odd years, and we were actually talking this morning about the fact that it's just so unpredictable at the moment, and there's so many things rushing in. Obviously, we've had AI being very hyped, and particularly for this industry, it's really interesting because the AI is quite patently going to be taking away all the simple and transactional stuff, which leaves us with the meaty, complex and emotive. And that's why we need to look after our agents, because they are absolutely the front line dealing with all of those really complex and emotive queries that customers are coming on through multiple channels as well. So it's been an industry in transition for a while. I think we're now starting to see some tangible transition points, not just because of AI, but a whole, general economic factors and world events are causing a tremendous amount of turmoil. So this industry is almost at the bleeding edge of some of that stuff. So it's weird, but exciting.
Weird and exciting. I couldn't sum it up better. For people listening, what would be the one thing you would recommend they focus on then for 2024?
I mean, I'm in innovation, so I'm gonna say be open to experimentation. I think also we're almost entering this world where it's the digital workplace that's the default rather than the analog one. So, and sometimes the things that work in the analog world don't work in the digital world so well. So we probably need to think creatively around how do we make things work. I always say for people, for productivity and for the planet. And that sometimes does require a bit of creative thinking. So I keep saying, you know, be willing to experiment, take some risks. Not everything's going to work. But be brave and sort of try stuff.
I love that. Nicola, thank you so much.
It is a pleasure. Good to see you.
Hi, it's Simon Foote from PA Consulting.
We have spent a long time chatting on LinkedIn, and it's wonderful to meet you again. And we've had some good chats at awards like this. Seems like a lot of people meet at these kind of awards, isn't it?
Oh, all the time. It's a great place to be. Great to catch up with some old friends and old colleagues. And it's always a pleasure to see you, Martin.
Likewise, we're like kind of like, right, download the last 10 months of your life.
Oh, good Lord.
No, I'm just saying that's kind of what it's like. But these awards, what's been your takeaway so far?
Do you know, I think there's a lot of awards out there that you can go to, but I have to say, I think the X's is the creme de la creme. I think it's absolute privilege to see so many people celebrating. It's a real chance for people to be recognised for the work they do, and it means so much to so many people. So I think they do a great job. I've been a judge in the past, and I think they are exceptional at the way they do it, and I think they should be commended for a brilliant awards.
Brilliant. Thank you, Simon. Great to see you again, mate.
Yeah, you too, buddy. Take care.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Gramlich from NICE. I think it's been great. It's been fantastic to see so many people together, so many different businesses from all over the Europe as well, from all over Europe. It's been fantastic.
And when you think about all the different people that you deal with in your work and all the conversations that you have throughout the year, isn't it great to celebrate everything that's good about our industry?
Absolutely. My sector is utilities. There's been some water companies, there've been utilities companies up there. Granted, I'd like to work with some of them, I don't yet, but it's been fantastic to see them up there and doing what they do best. It's absolutely fantastic.
And a tough year for utilities as well. So for them to be celebrated and win tonight is really important.
Exactly, you know, and they're under pressure, right? People don't ring a utilities company to tell them how much they like them. You know, it's a tough year, it's the cost of living crisis. Utilities is a difficult place to be. You know, the agents themselves are struggling. So to see them get celebrated like they have is fantastic. Absolutely brilliant.
Brilliant. Lawrence, thank you. Have a great night.
Thanks, Martin. Nice to meet you.
Hi, my name is Alexandra Fuss and I'm from Valoris Center.
And I believe tonight you are a winner.
Yes, yes, I am, Martin. I am. We are actually with Valoris Center. We won an award for best supporting team, the quality team.
And what an amazing achievement. And you guys, I know you've been on the podcast before. I know what an awesome person you are. And the team that you work with are awesome as well. What does it mean to you to win tonight?
First of all, thank you, Martin, for those kind words. Honestly, it means a lot because behind these awards and behind the elegant dresses and the very nice gala and everything, it's a lot of work. And it was a team effort. We had colleagues from a lot of departments joining forces to work on the presentation and, of course, convince the judges that we really and truly deserve that award.
And do you know what? It's just lovely to see you here, that you made the commitment to come over to the UK. And I believe you were at the Houses of Parliament today.
Oh, yes. Yes, I was. I was. But indeed, every year now, I think it's the third year in a row that we've come here all the way from Romania up to London to participate and to showcase who Valoris Center is, who Romania is, and what we all have to offer to this amazing industry.
Well, I know that Romania has so much to offer, and Alexandra, there's no one better to represent it than you. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mark.
Neris Caulfield, Injection Consulting, my radio voice.
Neris, it's lovely to see you here. You look lovely. Why is it important for you to be at these awards?
Oh, because it's just lush, isn't it? Just celebrating the best of the best in contact centres. I just find it heartwarming and joyous.
And when, I think the time of the year that these awards are happening, towards the end of the year, naturally makes you kind of reflect and think, oh, what's this year been like from your point of view? Because you, more than anyone, can see the combination of technology operations through the contact centre. What does, when you think about 2023, what does that mean to you?
No, it is a real shift in the industry, I think, and it has been a really exciting time technology-wise. People not totally getting to grips with what it's going to mean to them in the operations, and it's not as scary, it's much more empowering than I guess perhaps people were thinking at the beginning of the year, at the advent of GPT. But yeah, it's been a really interesting, exciting year.
And for people looking forward to next year, what's the one thing that you would recommend they do?
Just really be clear on their vision for digital transformation and how it's going to affect the agents and their customer experience. And don't just stick it in because it's the right thing or everybody else is doing it. Do it with real purpose.
And that's it for this episode. What a great celebration of all that's good in our industry, the EXAs is. Well done to everyone that took part. And maybe you've been listening to this or you're at the awards and you think you might want to take part next year. I'd thoroughly recommend it. Thanks, everybody. Take care.